We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. And news in a developing story here at 1010 Winds. A suspect is now in custody after a barricade situation inside a home in South Ozone Park, Queens. Police say they responded to a domestic incident just a little bit before 9 o'clock this morning. This was on 133rd Avenue around 130th Street, and the NYPD at last word was asking people to stay away from that area. Make sure you keep it locked to 1010 Winds. We are expecting more information in the form of a news briefing from the NYPD at the bottom of the hour. Empty strollers lined up outside City Hall, a grim reminder of the lives that have been lost in traffic accidents around the five boroughs. Families for Safe Streets dubs them ghost strollers. They and other groups are demanding the mayor take action and do it now. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman at City Hall.
Safe Streets advocates like Transportation Alternatives' Danny Harris placing the blame for pedestrian traffic deaths in the city on Mayor de Blasio after six people were killed over the weekend.
The challenge that we're facing, 1,800 dead and counting on Mayor de Blasio's watch on our streets, is the result of Mayor de Blasio's inaction.
His group and Families for Safe Streets placing 10 white strollers along with flowers and candles in front of City Hall to symbolize the children lost on city streets, including a three-month-old girl in a stroller on a sidewalk over the weekend. After a repeat speed offender killed two small children crossing a Park Slope street with their mothers in 2018, Councilmember Brad Lander says they passed legislation that could have prevented this latest tragedy.
Well, the enforcement is a requirement to take this class, and if not, to have your car impounded. Those are the enforcement.
But Mayor de Blasio has yet to enact it. The driver in Saturday's crash had over 100 violations. There's a larger rally in Union Square this evening to call on Mayor de Blasio to take action. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
Police have released video of a carjacking on Riverside Drive early Sunday morning. Cops say several motorcycle riders came up to a 23-year-old BMW driver with one person showing off a gun before pulling the driver out of the car, hitting him in the face. The guy pulled the victim's necklace and then fled in the Beamer. The driver ended up at New York Presbyterian with a broken nose and a cut on the eye. The thieves still on the loose. Just weeks into her term, Governor Hochul has a 42% favorability rating. Just 17% not happy with her job. 41% say they are still undecided. It's early. Santa College pollster Stephen Greenberg says 52% of voters see Hochul as more collaborative than Andrew Cuomo. And Greenberg tells 1010 Winds most voters say having a woman governor for the first time is a big plus.
There's no question New Yorkers like that. The fact that she is the first woman. We ask voters, do you agree that it's exciting that New York has its first woman governor? And nearly three quarters, 74% of New Yorkers say, yeah, they do agree. They are excited.
The Siena College poll also found Cuomo with his worst ever favorability rating, 34%, down from 45% in June. The Massapequa and Locust Valley school districts have gone to court to challenge New York's school mask mandate. The Long Island districts claim Governor Hochul and the state health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, entered legislative territory when they issued the mandates. The suit cites what it calls well-documented evidence that prolonged mask wearing can hurt kids, especially young ones. This despite the CDC's determination that everybody in K through 12 should be masked, regardless of vaccine status, because of that highly contagious Delta variant. The NYPD wants your help in catching the robber who targeted a senior citizen in Astoria, Queens. The 77-year-old woman was out on a Sunday afternoon walk at 2112 36th Avenue when the suspect hit her in the face, pulled her into a parking pay station, and stole her purse and her Bible, and then ran off. EMS helped the woman, but she said she didn't need to go to the hospital. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. And cops are also searching for the suspects in a deadly shooting in Harlem yesterday morning. 24-year-old Menke Woodard Collins took a bullet to the head in front of an apartment building on West 139th. Cops say two men had been arguing in that area. One pulled a gun and opened fire. It's not known if Collins was a target or just an unlucky bystander. Winds News Time, 10:45. We have a sunny day in New York, 71 degrees, maybe a late day shower and a high up around 80. About New York City's comeback from COVID now.
Popular. I know about popular.
Wicked is one of the four big Broadway shows reopening tonight after a year and a half. Performances of Hamilton, Chicago, and The Lion King are also starting. And the TKTS booth in Duffy Square reopens this afternoon. The advice about going to any of the big shows, use mass transit. Let's go to the Times Square subway station. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Chuck.
It's all the excitement of an opening night here on the Great White Way.
Tonight we have five openings. Through the end of the year, we have 35 shows that will be back on the stage with the lights bright. So get your tickets and come to Broadway.
Those shows at full capacity, vaccination and masking rules apply, but as Charlotte St. Martin, the president of the Broadway League, explains, this is a huge boost for the city's economy, and tens of thousands of people finally can get back to work.
The 97,000 workers that Broadway is either directly hiring or hiring are getting back to work, and that's what we all want for our city.
It's curtain up tonight for Wicked, Chicago, Hamilton, Lackawanna Blues, and Lion King. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. Heard 42nd and Broadway.
And again, the booth reopens at 3 this afternoon. Nearly 2 weeks since the epic rains from Ida and last night's storms hammered New Jersey again. More than 11,000 homes and businesses were without power, down at least from the 60,000 who were initially out last night. Most of the outages are in Monmouth.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.